This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While politicians do whatever it is they're going to do with healthcare, out in the actual economy, where people live and work, the changes are and have been happening for a while now. We're going to go back to Erie, Pennsylvania today for our series, The Big Promise. Now, the promises that Donald Trump made during the campaign, in this case, getting rid of Obamacare, are playing out in places that voted for him. Today, Marketplace's Erica Barris has the story of Erie's new industrial base.
Like a lot of people in Erie, Mark Bryant spent decades in manufacturing. He was an engineer at Hammer Mill Paper, which became International Paper. But then the mill closed in 2002. Bryant says some of his coworkers retired. Others?
Honestly, ended up on a bar stool somewhere, complaining how things were bad and until their benefits ran out.
And the rest did what he did.
So I elected to, at age of 48, take a leap of faith. And said, I think I'll go back to college.
Oh, there's secrets.
That was 15 years ago. Today, Bryant is a registered nurse here at UPMC Hammett, as in University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in downtown Erie. He says he occasionally runs into guys at the hospital he worked with at the paper mill. Not surprising, given that healthcare has become what manufacturing used to be, Erie's biggest industry. All you need to do is turn on the TV to be reminded of that.
I didn't choose to need a heart and double lung transplant, but I did choose UPMC.
That's an ad for Bryant's employer and one of Erie's two biggest healthcare networks. And the other one?
We are Allegheny Health Network, and you are why we're here.
Actually, Pittsburgh is why they're both here. That city, just a couple hours from Erie, helped rebuild its economy after the steel industry collapsed by doubling down on healthcare. And when those two big healthcare systems you just heard from needed to find new battlegrounds to conquer, they set their sights on Erie. Scott Whalen is CEO of St. Vincent Hospital, part of Allegheny Health Network.
In Pittsburgh, there seems to be the ongoing battle, but that really wasn't what happened here.
Maybe not at the beginning 7 years ago, but there's a full-blown medical arms race now. Each system is sinking $100 million into new construction. They're both offering new specialties. And the doctor poaching is nonstop.
Check it. Yes. Arms are checked.
Yes, everything is secure.
That's Muhammad Assad, a bariatric surgeon. Today, he's at UPMC Hammett performing weight loss surgery on a 57-year-old woman with the help of a $2 million robot. He was lured away from the hospital across town with promises of technology like this.
You go to any city of this magnitude, there will be two or three hospitals, and there will be always a competition. And that's a healthy thing, I say.
Healthy as in jobs. Together, UPMC and Allegheny employ nearly 7,000 people. And then there are medical-related jobs created by those jobs and non-medical ones, too, like construction. Paul Ginsberg is director of health policy at the Brookings Institution. He says when the big guys come and buy up the little guys, it doesn't always end well.
There's been an accumulation of research that has shown that hospital mergers raise prices in the community.
But in Erie's case, he says,
the added premiums that come from more jobs in healthcare, much of that is paid for by people outside of Erie.
People like the woman having the weight loss surgery. Erie is a big draw for out-of-towners looking for specialized medical procedures they can't get at home. And then there's that other out-of-towner, the federal government. Many Erie residents are covered by Medicaid and Medicare. But if the Republican health care bill goes through and Medicaid funding is slashed, economists say hospitals could lose those government health care dollars. Expansion plans could be scaled back along with job growth. And that could create a lot of pain in a city still trying to rebuild its economy. In Erie, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.